Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the notch, which is an infamous design choice. First, I think most popularly publicly made by Apple with the iPhone X, where above the screen, at the top edge of the screen, there is a camera, which essentially has a depth sensor also for a face unlocking technology called Face ID. Now that led to some edges of the screen on both sides of this notch of the camera, and that means that it leaves a rather peculiar like design choice in Apple's hands. Now the problem here is that a bunch of Android phone manufacturers are now copying this design. And to talk about these and whether it makes sense to have a notch just because Apple has done it, or whether there is some larger plan behind this, we have our Android enthusiast, that's Rishi Alwani.
Yeah, I mean, for once, it's amusing that something which has become a popular trend never started on The Simpsons, which is a show where, you know, things get preempted. But yeah, it's actually Apple who actually preempted stuff for once.
Yeah, and second Android enthusiast in the panel is Aditya Shenoy.
Hello. And so, let's see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm your host, Pranay Parab. So, Rishi, apart from making old people references, is there anything else you want to add to the notch debate?
Yeah, well, so what's amusing is, now at least according to most Android OEMs, the reason why a notch exists is because it's what users want, so they say. That's something at least Asus has said at MWC, that we can't ignore what the users want. We can't ignore what they need. And it's really amusing to say for manufacturers to say that, because the iPhone X debuted in September of 2017. And you're trying to tell me that an MWC happens in February. So you're trying to tell me that you've managed to gauge response in that quicker time frame. And at the same time, even though the iPhone X has sold quite well, the volumes, I mean, it did well in value, but in terms of volumes, they've been on the lower side, to the point where we've had analysts from KGI Securities and a bunch of other places say that the manufacturing is going to be a little lower because of the costs involved, and it's not exactly cheap to produce. And while a lot of Android OEMs are obviously providing notch phones at a lower price, Asus being one of them, Liago being another, and even Xiaomi seems to be getting in on this, as well as OnePlus, Oppo, and yes, even LG. The G7 was spotted at MWC with a notch as well. So it seems the popular logic seems to be that it's what people want. But I don't know if that's really the case, because if you look at the Asus phones which have a notch, see, if you look at the iPhone X with a notch, you have a notch, but you also don't have a home button. And that results in a very different user interaction. So much so that the iPhone X versus the other iPhones with home buttons, the usage patterns are very different. There's a bit of a learning curve, and it takes a little while to get used to, but once you do it, you're good. But if you look at the Asus phone, you have a notch, plus you have capacitive buttons down the bottom. Now, what sense does that make? You're not introducing a new design language. It seems a little clunky. And to take matters forward, and this is something our resident expert on all things Android, particularly in the budget range, Aditya Shenoy, will say, is that, I mean, Android P is already supporting this out of the box, it seems.
No, so on the iPhone X, the notch actually has a purpose, as in where it has a face recognition hardware that is built in. But for most other phones, it's just a design choice that they've made. And it looks like they've taken the easy way out, wherein, you know, now that this design is getting popular and a lot of people would want to be seen with phones that look like the iPhone X, that is why manufacturers have gone ahead with that. Now, probably engineering students would know that, you know, in engineering drawing, you had like one scholar kid who would finish all the engineering drawings and the others would simply glass trace it. So that is what it looks like these manufacturers have done. They've taken the easy way out. They haven't gone ahead designing, you know, on a different design element. There are very, very few manufacturers at this point that are sticking to their own design. You know, you have Nokia, Samsung, Sony. Sony, for that matter, has stuck with one design for really, really long.
But yeah. They changed it with the latest one.
With the XZ2 and XZ2 Compact, they've gone to a slightly better design. And even Razer, for that matter. Yeah. Razer has defiantly stuck with bezels, but again, with a purpose, right? The bezels exist to house the speakers. Yeah. And I mean, from all accounts, we haven't tried out the Razer phone, but everyone who has claims that the speakers are really top-notch. Yeah. Yeah, see what I did there. So that's the thing. There has to be a reason for the notch, and I agree completely. We aren't seeing that reason just yet.
They're just claiming that they've made the notches a little smaller, but you could have just gotten rid of the notch, because at the moment these manufacturers also have to build workarounds it, because there's no support for the notch. It's there in Android P. And, you know, these phones are not going to get Android P anytime soon, or at all for that matter.
Yeah. So as what you mentioned earlier, let me just explain that a little bit more. So when Aditya is saying that, you know, they have to have workarounds and all that, it means that you'll see that on the top right, there's a battery indicator and a time, which is getting cut off because there is a notch there, just because they wanted to put a notch for no other reason. Yeah.
Manufacturers will have to basically change the design elements and design the clock and other indicators like the network strength and the Wi-Fi symbols and stuff in such a way that the notch does not hide anything, because by default stock Android is not built to work with the notch.
Yeah, exactly. So, and it's actually a smart move on the part of Google to include this as a native thing for Android P. At least maybe a year and a half down the line, the phones that come in, anybody that tries to copy the notch, they can have a decent enough experience. And secondly, when apps that are updated for Android P are built, by default, they'll have support for that kind of a resolution.
And, you know, one other reason for inbuilt support is that even if manufacturers have built, a workaround for their stock apps, games and stuff that you download from the Play Store will not have the support, and that will lead to a subpar experience. For that reason, it's a step to enable developers have better support for the apps, because you cannot sit around optimizing an app for every notched phone in the market. So it's kind of a way to it's an incentive to developers to build apps that are compatible with phones that will come with notch.
Yeah, eventually. But how long can you have this a unique selling point as, okay, we our phone looks like the iPhone, but it costs a third of the iPhone.
Here's the thing. How is it unique if everyone's doing it?
Exactly, yeah.
And so, across price points too.
Yeah, so that kind of a selling point just does not work. But I guess the market will respond eventually. I mean, it'll all depend on whether people are buying this kind of a phone or not. So I think Android has done well to have an almost all screen design, etc. By certain manufacturers. I believe the Xiaomi Mi Mix 2 did a decent enough job with it. Even the Samsung Galaxy S8 and beyond, all the new S series phones and the Note series phones after that, they are also done a pretty decent job. So why you have to go this notch route which Apple took, I simply can't understand that.
I think a lot of it also has to do with the fact that it's getting tougher to have any differentiator or reason for people to buy a smartphone that isn't an established brand. Let's look at it, right? I mean, a few years ago, you could get by just having the latest Android updates, people would buy your phone. Now, it's the biggest talking point in 2017 for most smartphone manufacturers was the camera. But to get a good camera, you need significant investment. And even day one, you may not have a good camera. It may require some updates to get things to a place where it could be, like the Essential phone. I mean, the camera basically kneecapped on day one, to the point where people eventually had to use Google's own stock camera app to get decent photos. So my point is, it's getting more and more expensive and tougher to find a differentiator. To me, it just seems that a lot of the manufacturers feel that, okay, people will probably want to buy an iPhone because it has a notch, and we can afford that experience at a lower price. It just seems to be a differentiator, because here's the other thing. People are using their hardware for much longer. I mean, if you look at what's happened on the iOS side of things, particularly with the whole battery drama that's been going down, I mean, I've just got my battery replaced on the 6S, and honestly, there's no reason to upgrade. I mean, practically, there's no reason to upgrade. People are using their devices for longer. It's tough to stand out. So from a business standpoint, you want to, take any advantage you can. And to me, it just seems that they've chosen the wrong advantage.
Yeah,
I feel that. I still believe that if you compare it to, let's say, what Nokia is doing with the Nokia 8, Nokia 9, the Sirocco range, what they're doing with their mid-range and low-end devices, where they're promising support, where they're ensuring there are, you have slightly gimmicky features like Bothy, which, less said the better, but at least you're getting a good phone. I mean, you're getting a durable phone, you're getting good build quality. And to me, that's, at least personally, as someone who uses my devices regularly, to me, that's more important than, hey, a notch on the top. But yeah, each to their own.
Yeah, exactly. So, What I would really like to see is some kind of innovation coming in this space, because I think largely what we are missing out so far, like we haven't spoken about so far, is the fact that this is a stopgap solution, because Apple definitely wanted to have an all-screen design, but it could not maybe integrate like a under-screen fingerprint scanner or something, and it also had to find a place to house the camera. So if you look at it, Apple's design is probably like closest to all-screen that we've come so far. Maybe everyone else has like a tiny whatever bezel at the top, or has done some sort of a weird thing, except for maybe the Xiaomi Mi Mix 2, which has a front camera at the bottom.
Yeah, so, but then even with the Xiaomi Mi Mix 2, there have been some compromises.
Yeah.
Especially in terms of the antenna layout, in how your call, the call clarity, at least on the first mix, was really bad.
Yeah.
So they had to use some form of vibrations and echoes for you to get the call quality, which is really tinny. So yeah, I mean, they've all had to make some compromise. And even then, even if you look at Apple's situation, I mean, they did file a patent for having stuff behind a touch screen. What that meant was, be it a camera, be it a fingerprint sensor, be it you know, even another display housed under a touchscreen is something they have a patent for.
Underscreen camera.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense for Face ID, right?
Yeah.
So,
and that will actually give you bigger displays as well, thinner bezels.
Yep.
And that is what most manufacturers are now gunning for.
Yeah, so the two like larger themes that are emerging so far is, first is wireless charging, which got support in the iPhone 8 and has been there in Android for, I think, about 2 years now.
More than 2 years.
Yes, I mean, I think the Qi standard became like pretty popular in flagship phones about 2 years ago, right? So,
well, the Nexus 5 had wireless charging.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Even though it became Nexus standard for flagship Android devices, they've only become popular after a certain, you know, small company in Cupertino decided to add wireless charging.
Fruit company.
For the iPhone 8 Plus, iPhone 8, 8 Plus and the 10.
10, yeah. Yes. So wireless charging is one thing. And second thing is like the bezels are slowly disappearing and displays are becoming all screen.
Yeah.
So ultimately, we are moving towards like a wafer thin piece of glass in your hand, which is basically your phone with no ports anywhere. Yeah, headphone jack is already gone. The wireless charging thing, eventually, if it takes off, we'll probably like see that the charging port is also gone, right?
Yeah,
in the long term, it's not going to survive. And, you know, if you add in this whole like all screen thing, if, you know, if the science fiction thing that you just mentioned, which is like underscreen camera and all that, if that comes to fruition, then it'll be a piece of glass in your hand. That's it. There's nothing else. No ports, nothing. Imagine.
There's no touch ID.
That would be awesome, because you know why that would be awesome? Because for those of you who use Android devices, yes, Android devices in particular, and big neon lights, and you've dealt with the lovely ADB drivers for USB and the drama that goes with trying to get your device recognized.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take a wireless solution any day. Provided, I mean, speeds work out. Yeah, I take a wireless solution any day.
Yeah, but, you know, the short-term fallout of this is obviously that a lot of people are rushing into this sort of a trend without really thinking it through. And that's a big problem, because it's going to, like if you see this Liago or whatever, companies like these random brands, which we've not really, heard of much, if they launch these phones at really low price points, people are going to pick these phones up, and then the experience is going to be really bad.
Yeah.
And that's why I think most people should care about this.
I think a lot of it also has to do with the fact that the brands that are doing this are the ones that need to stand out more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest here, the smartphone market is pretty much a bloodbath. Samsung, for at least now, is saying they're not going to copy a notch. In fact, they made fun of the notch in their S9 presentation.
Yeah, but knowing Samsung, you know, like they'll probably eventually succumb to it when the whole furor has died down.
Maybe.
Yeah, they still held on to the headphone jack, which is commendable.
Yes. Yes.
But I don't think it's going to last very long.
But then see, here's the thing, right? So you have Samsung, you have Sony, and who else?
Nokia,
right? You essentially have these three. If I go as far as say the premium manufacturers who are still holding their ground. And I think that's where it's going to come to, right? We're probably going to see guys like Xiaomi probably roll it out on the low end first, given how they've operated. Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to get at is the ones who are doing it are the ones who are, well, either really thirsty or are in a situation where they're still deciding whether they want to continue doing this or not. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at HTC, right? I mean, they're in a situation where they're pretty much, I mean, not in the best place in terms of financially. And that's the case with most of them. Even Sony isn't in the best place. LG, neither is LG.
No.
And a lot of them are going to look at ways to, you know, stop the bleeding, stop the hemorrhaging, considering how cutthroat it is. And I mean, fine, while we've had recent surveys that have said the loyalty for Android smartphones is higher than iOS, I think the difference is like 3-4%, but still higher on the Android side. People will probably stick on Android, but they'll probably move to another OEM. They'll probably move to another manufacturer, another brand altogether. I mean, so if you're going to start off with a Liago or Xiaomi, is your next phone going to be the same?
No, because I think even on Android phones, brand loyalty is something that's very, very low. People would look at newer designs or probably a manufacturer that gives more updates. Exactly. So it depends on what kind of experience they've had with their old manufacturer. If they've had probably issues with software, then, you know, with software skins or something for that matter, they'll look at a different manufacturer.
Which is why the notch, to me at least, appears like a band-aid solution.
Yeah.
And it appears to be, and we've seen this in the past. We've seen this with phones copying the antenna lines. We've seen it with phones copying the camera bump. Yeah. Again, Apple design elements.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But again, where's the value in that? With the iPhone, it's kind of necessary given what's inside. Here, it just seems to be done as a bandage, as a gimmick at the end of the day. There is no real reason.
Yeah. It just looks like a move to basically try and pump sales, nothing else.
Yeah, it's
a marketing thing.
It's the appendix of the smartphone world at this stage. It's there, kind of useless. Okay.
Yeah, all right. So, Aditya, do you think the Pixel 3 will have a notch now that Google has officially added support for it?
No, I don't think so that they are going to go ahead and add a notch because, what's the point in doing it?
I don't know. This is Google we're talking about. Let's see. Yeah. The Pixel 1 had antenna lines from the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then when the Pixel 1 was out, they proudly said, we are going to keep the headphone jack. What happened next year?
They headphone jack. Shipped a dongle.
Yeah,
the box.
Dongle life.
Dongle
right?
life, yeah.
And no headphone jack. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be... let's be honest. Why would Google support an Android P if their own flagship hardware won't have a notch?
No, it's just for other... It's basically for developers to develop apps and stuff. And it's highly unlikely that the Pixel 3 will have a notch.
Well, yeah, I mean, just because they got like native support for like the notch in Pixel in Android P doesn't mean the Pixel 3 will also have it. There's no like confirmation on that. But yeah, there is a chance that we could see it for sure.
You might have it on the Pixel 3 XL.
Mm.
Like, you know, like on the Pixel 2, you had a 16:9 display, whereas the Pixel 2 XL had... The 18:9 as a differentiating
factor. Yeah, but I think
factor.
It's about time they got rid of these two models entirely and just made it one, use the all-screen design, whatever.
No, but see, you have to understand, with the Pixel 2 and Pixel 2 XL, you knew which one not to buy, which is the XL, because it's crap.
Well.
So obviously, if they do the notch on the Pixel 3 XL, you know that's the one to avoid.
Yeah.
Clearly.
But
but you know what, like with Android at least, I don't understand why they don't really reimagine the way the OS works. Because with Apple, what happens is now, there is an iOS 11 and there's an iOS 11 that runs on the iPhone 10, which is like no home button, completely gesture-based UI, like to pull down the control center, to basically go back to the home screen. All everything is gesture-based and the UI is like pretty much revamped, okay? Probably the biggest change to iOS since maybe iOS 3 or iOS 4.
Oh yeah, I agree completely. Yeah.
So on Android, like if you're going to have that bottom bar with that same like back button, home button and like app switcher and all that, then what is the point of having an all-screen design?
Because the problem is that even if Android implements it, it's the manufacturers that don't. Now, you know, when you look at stock Android, the order would be back button, home and the multitasking or, you know, the app switcher. But every manufacturer, you know, changes it as per their convenience. Not only that, you have got different gestures for different manufacturers, you know, for different phone models. So that's quite weird. And that's the reason why, you know, even if Google builds support for it in stock Android, now when Samsung launches the next phone, it'll keep the basically the navigation layout and the gestures same as that they've kept in the S9. Whereas LG might have a completely different layout or completely different gestures. So that's the problem. Like, it's built in stock Android. You have certain set of gestures or, you know, certain layout for the navigation buttons, but it's the manufacturers that choose to completely ignore it.
Yeah, I do agree.
That's the problem there.
And that results in a user perception where the OS lacks refinement.
Exactly.
And
there's no uniformity. Basically, you pick up a Samsung and then go straight to a Xiaomi. You'll be confused on, you know, where to find your settings. The settings, for example.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has their own way of categorizing it. So, that is going to be a
exactly.
problem.
And what's interesting is that while we're seeing a ton of features coming in on Android, I mean, obviously, one, they don't trickle down. Two, if we compare it to what Apple's doing right now, if you look at the iOS 11 release, if you look at even iOS 10, There've been a surprisingly welcome number of features, more than the usual stock. Mm-hmm. But if we go by what we're hearing from various reports, Apple is at WWDC this year isn't going to show off a version of iOS that's very feature packed. In fact, they're going to double down on fixing the and polishing up issues which have come up in iOS 11. Like, you know, one of them where the where certain words couldn't even be typed properly, where you had a text bomb bug which could basically freeze your phone. So apparently now, which is really cool because it shows that, okay, fine. There's been a period of, you know, massive activity. We brought ARKit. We brought these cool new features like files. But now we're actually going to fix things and make sure it's refined. And I think that's really important to take that gap year to make sure that things are in order. Are we going to see that with Android? I don't know. Because with I.O., if we compare what happened last year with I.O., where they promised a bunch of things like AR Core, where, you know, you could do some cool stuff with AR. How many manufacturers have adopted that? Very few.
Very, very few.
Which is why at the end of the day, if I see a notch coming in, I feel that it makes sense for Google to do it. All jokes aside, the only way it makes sense for them to do it is they tie in that front. If they tie in a front-facing depth sensing camera along with the assistant, and that's the only way I can see this working in any capacity. The trade-off is Google has your facial data along with everything else they have, but there has to be something worthwhile out of it. So I won't be surprised if that either ties into AR, ties into VR, or just ties into a better use case on map navigation experience. Because if you have a depth sensing camera, you could have dual depth sensing, one in front, one at the back. If you tie those things in, you could work out something that could be really special.
Yeah, but you know, just a small correction. AR Core was not really announced at I/O. It was announced after ARKit.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, so,
yeah, so AR Core was announced afterwards.
Yeah.
But my point is, they have the tools in place to do something with it. What they do, let's see. Because, it's not like the notch doesn't... I mean, there are places where it can have value if done well. I mean, what's stopping them from housing a projector in that space? That'd be really cool.
Yeah, but what is it going to project on your face?
No, so you know,
like,
so
at the back?
You know, you have a projector on the top and then holographic style.
Help
me, Obi-Wan.
Okay. Yeah.
No, cool. But anyways, like,
clearly you've been watching too much Minority Report.
Star Wars, bro.
No, but other than that, the Pixel 3 is anyways like 7 months away. It's going to be launched probably in October. Looking at the first Pixel was launched on October 4th.
Yeah.
The second one was October 4th, 2017.
True.
So yeah, October 4th might be the date for the Pixel 3, and that's a long way there. So, you know, as and when more rumors come out, we will be probably in a better position to say if the notch is actually coming to a Google phone.
Though it would be really nice if they actually call it the PIX3L.
Oh. All right, on that lead note, I think we should conclude this episode.
Actually, there's one advice for other smartphone manufacturers. Uh-huh. Please dial it down a notch.
Okay, yeah, but cool.
And if you're the sort who's looking to buy a smartphone, for the love of God and all things awesome, don't make the notch your only reason to buy a phone. We would highly, highly recommend, look at things that matter. Look at battery life. Look at software updates. Look at the camera. Look at the user experience. That's more important than a unibrow on the top of the phone.
Yeah. All right, then. I think that's about it for this episode of Orbital, and we will see you with another episode next week. As always, do follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360, and send in your questions, comments, and feedback at podcast@gadgets360.com. Thank you so much for listening.